From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a wave of bombings in Baghdad kills at least 68 people. More than 100 were wounded. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Sha'ab in northern Baghdad. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. There were three other attacks. Also in Iraq, government security forces have announced the start of an operation to retake control of Ar-Rutba, a town in Anbar province. Following a meeting of the International Syria Support Group, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sought to dispel the notion that Russian airstrikes against rebel advances have made the U.S. lose traction with the Syrian government. At a joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.N. Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura, Kerry appeared slightly irritated by a question as to whether the U.S. was losing the ability to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government to fully comply with agreements, including the ceasefire. Kerry insisted that the U.S. always has leverage. He also spelled out measures the group had agreed to on reducing violence and spurring the delivery of humanitarian aid. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are facing each other in nominating contests in the U.S. states of Kentucky and Oregon. Pre-election surveys have been scant in both states, leaving analysts guessing as to whether Clinton can reverse recent setbacks against Sanders and move closer to clinching the Democratic presidential nomination. Meanwhile, NBC News SurveyMonkey poll Tuesday showed Clinton with a narrow national edge over presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump, 48% to 45%, down from a 5-point margin a week ago. This is VOA News.